defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside the Armed American Radio studios on this Car Arms Microphone in the GunBroker.com studios. Remember this, today is Veterans Day. If you haven't done so yet, thank a vet. Did you hear the intro? Did you hear the intro today? Wasn't that outstanding? I teased it last night on the MonsterCast. You premium subscribers heard it Saturday morning when I put it up there. I guess about 8:16 in the morning Eastern Time, 5:16 in the morning Pacific Time. That's the new intro. The Car Arms Platinum Microphone in these GunBroker.com studios. And I want to welcome Car Arms to the broadcast. We are going to have a tremendous amount of fun over the course of the next days, weeks, months, and years ahead as we steamroll across America on this Car Arms Microphone. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, you know, I love Car and I love the Thompson Group and Auto Ordnance. As I was teasing yesterday, I have a Thompson. It's sitting right here to my right in the studio. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a family heirloom right out of the box. It is gorgeous. It's the TM1. If you've never seen the gun, it's the TM1. And of course, that's all part of the Car Group. And I just love it. And I love Car. And I'm looking forward to doing some amazing things. Really, start marking your calendars now for the Rods of Iron Festival in Pennsylvania next year. Gottlieb plays a major role in that. More to come about all of this. Welcome to Car Arms. God bless Car for stepping up and saying, you know what, we want to become a part of this again as we blow up into the future together, because there's so much at stake. There's so much at stake. So I hope you enjoyed that intro. If you missed it yesterday on the MonsterCast or you're not a premium member, go be a premium member at armedamericanradio.com. Just click join AAR. You're going to get some really, really cool stuff. Later today, well, I'm not going to tease it. If you want to see it, well, you got to be a premium member, but you're going to get behind the scenes conversations over the course of the next couple of days that are just, you know, believe me, worth their weight in gold. You're going to learn so much and they're fun. I've already reached out to a couple premium members to mic up on the phone and get on some phone conversations with me. So check it out. Join AAR. A lot of fun. Did you hear the MonsterCast yesterday? I have not gotten, believe it or not, it's a rarity, I haven't gotten any negative feedback or positive feedback from the show yesterday. Well, I did get some emails about some of the topics we were talking about relative to the headlines. I was not a big fan and am not a big fan of the Biden headline. But more important than the headline is the dopey things that Biden says, right? This guy's running for president and he can't get his foot out of his mouth. I mean, he's just so gaffe prone. I don't know if I feel sorry for him at this stage of the game. I kind of do. I kind of think that Joe Biden should just go away. I do. I guess that's a fair statement. I guess I can say that. I kind of feel sorry for Joe Biden right now. I think he needs to just get off the scene. He's an embarrassment to himself. He's an embarrassment to the country at this stage. The gaffes and the things that come out. Yeah, we all know he's gaffe prone. But nonetheless, the guy's talking about wanting to run the country. He's 77 years old. Imagine what would be coming out of his mouth at press conferences and talks to the nation from the Oval Office. Oh my gosh, it would be a riot, wouldn't it? But worse than anything else, he's turned himself into and proven himself to be a gun-grabbing wackadoo. So there was a lot of conversation about Biden. Bloomberg occupied a prominent spot in the first hour yesterday because Bloomberg has billions and is unfortunately forcing himself on America. I think, as I talked with AWR Hawkins about this on yesterday's program, that Bloomberg, like Biden, I mean, these are known commodities. Okay, we know everything we need to know about Michael Bloomberg. He cannot run, no matter how hard he tries to come off as a moderate on guns. He can't hide from it. He cannot hide. He is the chief funding source of everything gun grabber, and there's just simply no way around it for him. He cannot run away from it. Now, keep in mind, the Democrats feel very emboldened right now because of Virginia. What happened in Virginia did not happen overnight. What happened in Virginia was predictable. It's been building for quite some time, a number of years, and it's that Northern Virginia area predominantly. And a little bit of a shift in what used to be reliable conservative suburbs outside of Virginia, or outside of Richmond, Virginia, Henrico County, Chesterfield County. I used to live there. I know those areas very well. I lived in the Richmond area in Midlothian, and I know those areas, those counties. Those counties are shifting blue. And as those counties shift blue over the years, it's enough to tip the hat. And that's what happened in Virginia. But predominantly, it's that Northern Virginia area that has remained and become even more liberal over the last 15 years. So what happened in Virginia was predictable. The problem is, for Virginians, the rest of us are going to watch them, are going to be able to literally peer in it like a zoo. We're going to be able to sit here and we're going to be able to watch the Democrats with a blank canvas do anything they want in Virginia now. And it's sad. It's sad to see what's going to happen in Virginia. I hope there is some resistance in Virginia. I know there will be. But I made it clear a number of times that if you were a gun owner and you did not vote in Virginia, you're part of a huge part of the problem. You got nothing to complain about. If you didn't vote, you got nothing to complain about. So I don't want to hear it. There's no excuse. There's nothing you could say to me anyway, as a gun owner. Well, I didn't vote because, you know, I wasn't feeling good. It's not going to cut the mustard. Get wheeled in. I was tired. I had to work. Take the day off. All right. There's no excuse for it. And sad to say, but we're going to watch what happens in Virginia happen in Virginia. And it's a petri dish, sadly. Hour two, AWR Hawkins, Rob Pincus brought it for the tip of the week. He was talking about long guns, and it was a lot of fun. I was able to stay quiet for the entire time. Never said a peep. That impressed Rob. Rob told me if he could keep speaking at the end of his tip of the week, I said, are you surprised I stayed quiet? He said, you know, I figured if I kept talking fast enough, you wouldn't be able to jump in with a great question. So if you heard the tip of the week yesterday, Rob talking about long guns, rifles v. shotguns, self-defense, I do have some questions for him. And some of those questions were, what if you're in an apartment? What if you're in a condo? What if you're not in a single family home? Or what's a better choice? What advice would we have? I'm going to ask Rob about that on a subsequent program, probably bring him in for some premium content for that to talk about. And then what a fascinating conversation. The intersection really in segment or hour three was really a fun call from Lloyd Bailey. Lloyd is the Armed Lutheran, armedlutheran.us. If you want to check out his podcast, I would highly recommend it. The intersection of God, faith, guns, and self-defense. How does that work? This very complex issue. You've always got one side over here saying, no Christian could kill anybody, blah. And over here I talk about happy ending stories, and I'm a Christian. And I make it very clear that's BS. I can absolutely pray for that dead scumbag soul. That doesn't mean I'm not a Christian. Nobody's trying to kill anybody. We're trying to defend ourselves from being killed. And if that individual's death results from that individual's actions against us that we had to take to defend ourselves from him, that's a righteous act. He put himself or she put herself in that situation, forcing us to act. And the conversation with Lloyd yesterday was just fantastic. Some of the commandments, and then there were some of the prayers from his site, the gun owner's prayers that were just great. I don't want to go back and read them to you now. I'll ask you to go back and listen to the program. But I do have to say this, too, about Lloyd, that it was Lloyd that stayed up into the wee hours of the morning with me on a couple of occasions to help get the Armed American Radio website up. So if you're enjoying the website or if you're going there to pull up the shows or some of the podcasts, and keep in mind, it's all still a work in progress, but it was Lloyd that was very instrumental in helping us do that. And if you're one of the ones that wrote me and said, man, what happened to my podcast? I need my fix. Where's the show? It was Lloyd that was instrumental in helping me get those feeds redirected because I had absolutely no idea how to do it, and my web developer was not available. And frankly, he was farming it out to somebody else too. So, you know, it was huge that's the divine intervention. I got to tell you, it's been like that with Armed American Radio from the get go. So what are we going to talk about today? Where are we going to go? That's a quick recap from yesterday's Monster Cast. And you know what? KXEN in St. Louis, huge shout out to you. Thanks for carrying the program. If you're listening in Denver, one of our affiliate in Denver was just sold. We're working on getting you a new affiliate. We've been through about three stations out in Denver, I think, over the last 10 years. Don't worry about it. We'll be back on in that market. We're out in Boulder and some of the surrounding areas, but we'll get back in Denver proper, I can promise you. Today on the program, Florida County, first in the state to enact Second Amendment sanctuary in support of gun rights. Florida needed this, really, truly needed this. So I want to discuss this a little bit in detail in the next segment. And then I want you to hear what the anti-gunner had to say about the Florida becoming this particular town, this Florida county, I should say, first in the state to enact Second Amendment sanctuary status in support of gun rights. Wait till you hear what the dopey, lunatic, socialist, progressive, snowflake, wah-wah, whiny, crybaby liberal had to say about it. It's just so typical and so un-American that you would expect. It's exactly what you would expect from that dopey, snowflake, whiny, progressive, socialist, goofball liberal. It's exactly what you would expect to hear from them. I'll tell you about it when we come back, and we've got a couple other things we want to cover as well. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the Car Arms microphone. Here I am indeed in these GunBroker.com studios. We'll be back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio Daily Defense on this Car Arms Platinum microphone here in the GunBroker.com studios. I love it. My God, thank the car. Wonderful stuff. Make sure to check out Car Firearms. We're going to have a lot of fun with Car. I'm a huge fan. I love my Thompson. If you've never seen this stuff, you can check it out. Some of you sent me an email. Let me go back to this real quick. I've got the links up on the website, but there's a little glitch in there. I'm going to change everything with the sponsors. So you got one place to go to see the sponsors. I don't like them flipping across the screen like that. That was done because it was format. Well, it doesn't matter why it was done. It's going to be undone. Let me put it that way. And you're going to be able to check out the sponsors without that stuff flipping back and forth in front of your face. I can promise you that's coming. But make sure to check out the Car Group and Auto Ordnance and the rest. Those links will go up once I get that flipping motion to stop on there. Okay, I don't know what you web developers call it. I mean, I call it a flipping motion. But once I get that fixed, go check out these Thompsons. Ooh, yeah. We're going to be talking with Carr. We're going to be talking with Justin Moon. We're going to be talking with lots of people and having lots of fun stuff going on. Also, Vault Pro USA, by the way, we're going to be doing another giveaway from them in the very, very near future. Just kind of hold tight, and I'll let you know when it's going to be. Probably do one of those handgun safes again. That's a $350 value, so if you dig free stuff, that was extremely, extremely, extremely successful. The last one we did, I love that when my phone rings when I'm on the air like that. It's like, you don't know what I'm doing? Then that's my fault for not shutting off the ringer, right? Okay, so let me shut off the ringer. Anyway, bottom line is we have a lot of fun stuff coming up. Vault Pro, if you're interested in a safe, make sure to check them out, Vault Pro USA. Florida, always something in Florida. It never fails. I mean, it really truly is. Some of the goofiest stuff comes out of this state. Florida County, first in state to enact Second Amendment sanctuary in support of gun rights. Nothing goofy about that. But they declared the county, it's Lake County. The commission, and Lake County's in Central Florida, approved the measure, middle of the state, by the way. Lake County Commission in Central Florida, just last week this happened, in response to mandatory gun buyback proposals by the goofball Democrat, socialist, wacko, lunatic, progressive, un-American clown posse we've been talking about, Beto O'Rourke and the rest of them. In response to that, the Orlando Sentinel was reporting that the Lake County Commission in Central Florida approved the measure in response to that. And it passed 4-0. It was 4-0. It's actually 4-0. There are no O's in our numerical system, but you know what I mean. That's right. Next time you say, oh, it's 5-0. What score? 5-0. You'll know. You'll catch yourself, I promise. It passed 4-0. And it says that Lake County's law-abiding gun owners are safe from having their firearms taken away. The county commissioner wasn't there to vote, but he expressed his support for it, but it was a 4-0 vote. Commissioner John Blake was quoted by the paper and other local media, and I quote now, as saying that the resolution draws a line in the sand. It doesn't mince words. And I hope it sends a message to what can best be described as the authoritarian control freaks who see it as their job to forcibly disarm their fellow citizens. That's well said. Well played, Commissioner Josh Blake. Did I say John? Commissioner Josh Blake. If I did, I apologize. It doesn't mince words. And I hope it sends a message to what can best be described as the authoritarian control freaks who see it as their job to forcibly disarm their fellow citizens. And that's true. That's exactly what every single one of those progressive socialist goofballs are. Brad Primo from Lead Slingers, when he was on the program, talked about authoritarianism and Beto O'Rourke. And Josh Blake, the commissioner, is 100% correct. Here's the interesting part. Now, this is interesting for a lot of different reasons. And I'll tell you a little story about this. A little-known Florida gun control group. And I go way back with this. And it's funny because the guy's name is Andy Pelosi. Okay? But it's a little-known gun control group. The Florida Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence. That used to be run by a guy by the name of Arthur C. Hayhoe, who started it years ago when I was living in Tampa, Florida. And Arthur C. Hayhoe and I used to go toe to toe in opposing, if you will, letters to the editor of what was then the Tampa Tribune. Arthur Hayhoe had free reign in what was then the St. Pete Times. They printed everything that this gun grabber said. And he tried to come off as a FUD. Hey-ho did. He tried to come off as one of us. He got himself a concealed carry permit so that he could call himself a concealed permit holder in the state of Florida. He had a gun so he could claim that he was a gun-owning, concealed carry permit holder in the state of Florida while he was running the Florida Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, which sounds so righteous. Arthur Hayhoe, like the rest of them, was no different than any other gun grabber, except it was 30-plus years ago. Hayhoe has since passed on. But I offered to debate Arthur C. Hayhoe years ago in a public forum, and I said I would set it up anywhere he wanted. He refused to do it. Only if, he said, we could debate the origins of the Second Amendment. That's all he wanted to talk about. As if the Second Amendment didn't exist, or that if we debated it, somehow we were going to change something. And I absolutely refused, because I wanted to debate the ideas that he was putting out today about gun grabbing, not the origins of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment isn't debatable. It was ratified, of all places, by Virginia, December 15, 1791. It's done. And he refused to do that. I later found out that Arthur C. Hayhoe passed away. I wouldn't call him a formidable opponent because he wouldn't go toe-to-toe. He did in emails. We went back and forth. We exchanged emails in the past. But I found it to be a real joke when I heard Andy Pelosi, who co-chairs the Florida Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, say, I think it's really just posturing by the gun lobby and their supporters. It really doesn't have any teeth. Let me tell you what it does have. It does have teeth. It's the county commissioner saying, we're not going to put up with this crap in our county. We're not going to listen to it anymore. And as the commission, we're going to take a stand. Now, this is very reminiscent of, I believe it was 1987, about 11 miles from me in the small town in Georgia, Kennesaw, in response to a small village in Illinois wiping guns off the map, Kennesaw, Georgia responded, much like Lake County did, and said, nah. And the city council passed an ordinance requiring every single home to have a loaded firearm in it. Now, Kennesaw at the time was experiencing a huge uptick in crime. Just north of downtown Atlanta, you had a lot of gang activity. You had a lot of criminal activity from what was coming out of Atlanta and infringing on the law-abiding people and their property in Kennesaw. Kennesaw, we're not having any of it. So they publicized it. And guess what happened? Their crime rate fell. I believe the number is about 87% just by simply saying, you come here, you got a problem on your hands, because every single homeowner has to have a gun and it has to be loaded. Does the ordinance have teeth? No. No. It doesn't have any legal teeth. If you don't want to own a gun in Kennesaw, you don't have to. But that's not the point, is it? The town took a stand and said, the hell with you. You come here, you're not going to know. We're going to tell you now. And Kennesaw has since been known, really, Guntown, USA. The ordinance still stands in the city of Kennesaw. Kennesaw is a great little town. You go check out if you come up, Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield there, Civil War Battlefield. A lot of fun stuff to see around Kennesaw, home of Kennesaw State University. But Kennesaw's crime rate has remained low ever since. And I can promise you, the vast majority of residents in Kennesaw have a loaded firearm in their home. And criminals know it, and they think twice. Why? Because they feel armed homeowners more than they do armed cops. I'll be back after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. I love it. Somebody, I got an email just minutes ago. What kind of a microphone are you using? Is it really platinum? I wish I had a platinum microphone. That'd be worth an awful lot of money. This microphone, this Car Arms microphone in these GunBroker.com studios is called an EVR E20. It's an Electro Voice RE20 model. It's the quintessential microphone. If you've ever watched Rush Limbaugh and seen him on the golden microphone, now his is gold plated, but that is an Electro Voice RE20 microphone. Same exact microphone that I'm currently using, and that is the Car. So we're going to get a really nice badge for this thing that's going to go around the microphone stand and on the boom, okay, with Car's logo on it. We'll see what we're going to put on it, but it'll be really cool. If you see me out and about with the mic stand on the tail, I will have that on it. I can't wait. Really, really fun stuff. Yeah, oh, it's all cool. That was a great question, by the way. Nobody's ever asked me that. I have about three different microphones that I choose to use. An audio, it's an Audio Technica 4040, which is gorgeous. That's a condenser microphone. I don't use that one that often anymore. I went back to the RE20, the EVR E20, but I also have a Shure SM7B, all three of which you can find in any radio station around the country. Let me go back to, I was talking about, it brings back memories for me, it really truly does, to talk about the Florida Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and Arthur C. Hayhoe. And during the break, I looked him up and I looked myself up, and my letters to the editor in the archives date back to 1995. And here, I can't read you all of them because I don't have a, I'm not paid to get into the archives. I'm going to change that because here they are. It just took one simple search of the Tampa Bay Times archives to pull up these letters that I was telling you about. Here's what you can see from one on Friday, July 12th. They have a little teaser there, 2002. The scumbags of September 11, and then underneath that, very least, prevented their deaths. So the scumbags, if you get that, okay? Here's another one from February 15th, 2002. Something that allow vermin to live on our streets and blank us all. And I'm going to guess that that said threaten us all. That was one as well. Here's another one that says, and this is probably with Thompsons or who are extremists, enjoy the better day. What is it? By law-abiding citizens, weapon to defend themselves and others, victims here in the city, asked Mark Walters. That was from September 22nd, 2001. And then here's, I believe this is my op-ed on page 18. That it was from February 9th, 2004. Here's for Sunday, October 25th, 1997. They're in there going back to December 18th, 2002. Talking about flying pilots with guns, law-abiding citizens. This was September 22nd, 01. Another one by law-abiding citizens using weapons to defend themselves and other victims. Law enforcement can't get here fast enough. And you go on in, so I disagree with so-and-so. You see on here, bleeding heart liberal politician. So you can see my archives back there from the Tampa Jude. It brings back a lot of memories to go back and see these and to look at some of these letters to the editor that I had in there. There's a number of them in there. But really fun to pull up, and in some of those cases, and there were also some over in the St. Pete Times. Now, they didn't print me as much as the Tampa Tribune did. St. Pete Times didn't like me that much because I was in their face. They were very liberal rag at the time. I guess it's all now the Tampa Bay Times. But the fact of the matter is, a couple of these letters, no doubt, were in reference to Arthur C. Hayhoe. I'd have to go back and look at them, but they're there. Bring back an awful lot of memories of my time down in Tampa, so... Yeah, fun stuff. I also went back and Googled up Arthur C. Hayhoe, and he passed away. Let's see if I can pull this up. He was 82 years old. He passed away. Let's see. Oh, there's Tampa Bay Times. Yeah, they're all in there. Passed away, I believe, in 08 or 04. I don't remember. Anyway, regardless, a lot of people said he was a formidable opponent. He was a formidable opponent in the sense that he got a lot of airplay in the local newspapers. And this admits that he was a one-man band. I've said that a number of times when I've mentioned Arthur C. Hayhoe on the radio program. But nonetheless, that's some memories there. Let's talk a little bit about, if we could, now I want to go to another piece here. All right, here we go. I just found this piece from Cam. You know who Cam is, right? Cam and Company. Bad news for Bloomberg in first polling on his presidential campaign. Oh, yeah. Does this shock you? This popped up at about 12 o'clock noon Eastern time. I put this right in the front of my radar screen for you because of what we talked about with Bloomberg last night. And no doubt we're going to be talking about Bloomberg again in the future. It's unfortunately ad nauseum. But Michael Bloomberg got some bad news in his nascent campaign for president over the weekend. Nascent campaign. You know what that means? It means budding. It means birth of. It means new. Campaign for president over the weekend. The first public opinion poll to include him in a list of candidates was released, and it revealed soft support and high disapproval for the former New York City mayor and anti-gun advocate. Check this out. Nearly 25% of likely primary voters view him unfavorably, the highest unfavorable rating in the field, while about 31% view him favorably, according to the poll. In contrast, nearly three quarters of Democratic primary voters view Joe Biden favorably, compared to about 18% who hold an unfavorable opinion of him. We're talking about Biden. Biden, the former vice president, continues to lead the primary contest nationally with about 31% support. He is followed by Senators Bernie Sanders. And those of you who love my Bernie Sanders impersonation, it is fun to do. So do you want me to give it to you again right now? No child should have to pay the price for simply committing the crime of wanting to go to college. You love that, don't you? Yeah. Oh, my. Bill Clinton, too. Wouldn't you? I wish anything in the world Hillary would get back in the race. Well, we'd have to bring Bill back. We'd have to put him up on a shelf. Hey, she's coming back. I told her not to. I just wanted her to stay home and rub my toes. She won't do it. She's not going to do it. So there's Bernie and Bill for you. Biden, the former vice president, continues to lead the primary contest nationally with about 31% support. He's followed by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at about 20%, 18% respectively, according to the poll. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen here. This is going to break in a lot of different ways because none of this matters and none of these polls matter. It is an indication of what might happen, but there's way too much time here. Way too much dirt is going to come out. Trust me, Biden and his son Hunter have tons of problems. You think impeachment's going to hurt Trump? You got to be kidding me. Quit drinking the Kool-Aid, y'all. Quit drinking that Kool-Aid, y'all. Get you some sweet tea instead. Bloomberg is going to come across as exactly what he is. He will never play in the heartland. He is the obnoxious New Yorker. And when I say that, I talk about his look, his styles, his mannerisms, his accent. That does not play well in the heartland. And the election is not going to be won in New York City. I can tell you right now how New York City is going to go. It's going to go with any one of those three kooks. There are four kooks that are running on the Democrat ticket. One of them said just on September 27th, we played it here on the show, that that's exactly why he wouldn't run as a Democrat. What difference does that make? That was September 27th. Which also, by the way, proves my point that there are going to be tremendous changes here. I don't think Biden stands a chance. I could be completely wrong. You know, who knows what booty gig is going to do, right? I don't know what booty gig is going to do. You have no idea. I mean, could Tulsi Gabbard emerge? You never know, right? You just never know. I wish Tulsi Gabbard would emerge. I think she's better looking than my wife. Oh, shut up, Bill. You're going to get yourself in trouble there, dude. Well, she's a Democrat, too. I mean, she's from Hawaii. Can't get much farther away from Hillary in the U.S. than Hawaii, can you? I like Tulsi. You never know what's going to happen. There's going to be a ton of changes coming up. All of this is going to change. Bloomberg is not going to fare well. When we come back, I'll give you a rough prediction of why I don't think he's going to fare very well. And I'm going to be right about this. And it stems from what we talked about with AWR Hawkins last night, because Bloomberg is a known quantity. It's not going to take long for me to go through that. And then we'll cover whatever else we can cover for you in the remaining segment here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Remember, and now this, before I go to the break, here's my iced Defender coffee. Hold on. My daughter loves straws. She's 17. She loves straws. So I have a little cup with a straw in it here. See? What do you have in that coffee today? I have sugar-free caramel and some cream. That's what I have in that coffee for today. All right, stick around with me. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Go get you some Defender coffee, defendercoffee.com. I'll be right back.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425 425-4-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the Car Arms Platinum microphone in these GunBroker.com studios. Gotta love Car Arms, man, especially for stepping up and saying we support the program, we support Mark, we support the right to bear arms, we support each and every listener. We support each of our customers. You know, Carr took a stance when Cuomo, that obnoxious satellite radio moment word governor, when Cuomo signed the SAFE Act, Carr said, we're not staying around here in New York, and went down across the border to Pennsylvania, took their money and put it somewhere else. And said, we're not going to give our money to the state of New York. It was wonderful what Carr did. Talk about really stepping up to the plate. That's a company right there that stands by its convictions. And says, no, we're not going to let this happen. We're not going to let this happen. The Tommy Gun Warehouse is now in Greeley, Pennsylvania. I can't wait to get up there and see it. The Rods of Iron is going to be a lot of fun next year. Yes, it is. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you saw this or not. If you follow Instagram, God, Instagram, Facebook, okay, social media there. Twitter, stay off of it, my God. If you don't have to have it, stay off of it. It's a god-awful, hateful place. I hate to have to have it. I really, truthfully do. I can't stand it. But I was perusing through some Instagram the other day. I guess it was yesterday. During the day, was doing some show prep, and Ernie Emerson, Emerson Knives, our sponsor, Emerson Knives, you ought to see these custom knives he's got going up for auction. Now, I've seen some of Ernie's custom knives sell for big bucks. I mean, I've witnessed with my own eyes, people hand $13,000 cash over, I think is the most I've ever seen somebody pay. That's at the Blade Show, man. I'm not kidding you. He rents a separate room at the Blade Show every year in July in Atlanta, which is over at the Waverly Hotel over by, you know, where 285 Beltway and 75 meet back over in there. Yeah, if you're a Walking Dead fan, if you go back a few years, it's what was the CDC, what blew it up. It's right there in that complex, what was played for the CDC. It's a Cobb Energy Center. But he gets a separate room over there, and he puts a lottery up, and he digs out so many names that fit in the room. And a ton of us go in and hang out by the door to watch, and his knives auction off for huge bucks. His custom handmade Emersons, they're beautiful. Check him out on Emerson Knives at Instagram and take a look at some of these beautiful one-of-a-kind pieces he makes. Wow. Ernie is a bad satellite radio moment word, baby. Real quick to Bloomberg, do you know his third term at mayor, do you know that he spent $174 per vote? Think about this. Bloomberg spent $174 per vote to win. And he eked out the election, according to Cam. He eked it out. In other words, it was no shoe-in for him, his third term. It cost him $174 per vote. And you know what's really sick about that? Bloomberg can afford to spend that on a national election where 100 plus million Americans will be voting. You think about that. That's how much money he's got. Bloomberg bought Virginia. He's expecting payback. We talked about it yesterday. He intends to buy an election if he decides to run. He hasn't officially said anything yet. But we want to let you know what this guy's MO is. And that's to buy everything he can get his hands on. To literally buy everything he can get his hands on. You think about that. Now, let me take you over. I'm going to go back to the Second Amendment March rally, I should say, in D.C. Just last weekend. Two weekends ago. Last Saturday? November 2nd was my daughter's birthday. So yeah, last week. Dean Weergarten. Now, if you want to read this stuff, by the way, this is an Ammoland piece. And yes, I know some of you have said, where's your stuff on Ammoland? I've been extremely busy lately. I will be getting back to the pen on Ammoland. I just put an op-ed out the other day that WorldNet Daily ran and a number of others. But nonetheless, I will be getting back to Ammoland in the very, very near future. Can't wait to. Things are loosening up for me just a little bit. But the stuff that I'm giving to you right now, you can get in your mailbox. Ammoland was kind enough to set us up with a page so that you can do that. Just go. They don't want anything from you other than to send you this stuff. Okay? Yeah, that's what it is. We want to get in your head just like the left does, and we want to turn you into gun nuts. That's exactly what we want to do. Open carry at the Second Amendment rally at D.C., November 2nd, 2019. Ammoland, all you have to do, you just go to my website, make it real simple for you. ArmedAmericanRadio.com and click on the Ammoland banner. And it will take you right smack to it. Give them your email. They're going to put this stuff in your mailbox. Some of the best writers in the country. If that's too hard for you to do, Ammoland.com/AAR. And you can get these stories right here coming right at you. That's where I got this one. Wasn't sure if I was going to go there, but it's just kind of funny when you look at the photo with the guys in the empty holsters carrying the bananas in them. And Dean is such a great writer. I love running into him at every venue. At the Second Amendment rally on the 2nd of November, 2019, two Second Amendment activists openly carried bananas in their holsters. They were making a significant point, and this is the key to what we're getting at here. Pay attention to what Dean says. On the public grounds of the nation's capital, they were barred from bearing arms under the penalty of law. What do you think the founders would have felt about that? You know, the ones that just wrote the Second Amendment and the ones that included it in the Bill of Rights? How do you think the founders would have felt about that? Dean continues, the law was enforced by armed agents of the government. Okay for thee, not for me. The United States government was founded when the British government attempted to confiscate privately owned arms. The United States government enshrined the right to keep and bear arms in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. It is a strange situation for the land of the free and the home of the brave. The author of the Star Spangled Banner, Francis Scott Key, would not have believed it. While he lived, citizens could carry arms, openly or concealed as they wished, without legal hindrance. Certainly, in the District of Columbia, Key died in 1843. The first infringements on the Second Amendment took effect after the Supreme Court ruled the Bill of Rights did not apply to the states in 1833 in Barron v. Baltimore. Now, that's been corrected because of Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation and their case. Yeah, with Otis McDonald. Otis, a wonderful man. I had the opportunity to meet him and hug him down on a number of occasions. A wonderful man. We lost Otis recently, but Otis is a wonderful guy. And I was fortunate enough to get a signed copy of his book. I was fortunate enough to appear on a television with him on the Stossel Show on Fox. We were on separate panels, but nonetheless, we were in the green room together on that same program. And it was wonderful to get to know him. And because of the McDonald v. Chicago case, the Second Amendment has been incorporated back to the states. It does now apply to the states because of the Second Amendment Foundation and the guts of one man, that wonderful Otis McDonald. So the crux of what we're talking about here is, imagine what we're saying. Here in Washington, D.C., where you should be free to be an American, you should be able to openly exercise all of your rights and freedoms. You can go there in a pink satellite radio moment word hat all day long and talk about killing babies. You can do that all day long, but you can't show up and exercise your Second Amendment rights unless you've got an empty holster with a banana in it. got a nanner in it. Hey, you guys going to D.C.? You wearing holsters? Yeah, what are you putting? What are you carrying? I'm carrying a nanner. Well, I'm carrying a cucumber. Well, I'm going to carry a nanner, too. Get a little better grip on it because it curves back. It's like I'm wearing it at a 15-degree slant, you know? Yeah, that 15-degree FBI can't. There you go. There's my nanner. What kind of holster are you using? Crossbreed nanner tuck. It's a joke. And that's what Dean expertly pointed out. Crossbreed nanner tuck. I'm going to have to talk to Carol and Trent and Nathan and the rest of the fine people at Crossbreed about that. Hey, can you guys make me a nanner tuck? Why, oh, you're going to the D.C. rally? Yeah, we've got orders for bunches of them. Hey, bring me one, too. Give Hillary one. She likes nanners. Is Tulsi Gabbard going to be there? Nobody should be arrested in Washington, D.C. for simply committing the crime of carrying a nanner. You see what kind of day it's been here at the Armed American Radio Car Arms Microphone in the GunBroker.com studios. Hey, do me a favor, will you? Before I let you go today, I hope you had fun. I had a blast today. Make sure, please, to support all of our sponsors. Will you please do that? And that includes GunBroker.com. Don't forget, November 23rd, Saturday, I'm going to be at the High Caliber Gun Shop and Range. Lead Slinger's Whiskey is going to be there. We'll be having fun with Brad Primo. The GunBroker.com will be there. Patricia Huff will be there. We'll be grilling while armed under the tent. Maybe some recipes from the Grilling While Armed book. I'll be there signing that. Mm-hmm. Crossbreed Holsters got giveaways going away. Enjoy the rest of your day. You know I love you. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever left his cave without his club. And all you veterans, thank you for making it possible. Enjoy your Veterans Day today. Thank a vet. Today is Veterans Day, and don't forget that. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.